G'day, Chris Nixon here. Now, look, I usually wouldn't think too hard about the external validity of a study unless I was confident that the study was internally valid first. But let's pretend that that's not an issue. So, look, you might be tempted to argue that this is a cheap and safe intervention, so why not just give it to everyone who is septic? Well, that would be silly, because otherwise we'd need to give homeopathy to everyone, because that meets those criteria too. And you can find at least one before and after study suggesting benefit from homeopathy in PubMed. Okay, so we're not going to give it to everyone. So who then? Well, let's just say first that we won't be giving it to emergency department patients, because not based on this study, because it's a study of general ICU patients who a different group of patients who are receiving a different bundle of care otherwise. Well, what about ICU patients then? Would it apply to my patients? Well, compared to the patients, the all-comer severe sepsis septic shock patients that I see in Australia, I would say that they're about a similar age. I think Marek's patients had more comorbidities and higher rates of acute kidney injury. And even the control group got a lot of steroids, nearly 60%, which seems pretty high to me. The patients in both arms of the Marek study also had high predicted mortality, about 40%, which is quite a bit higher than all comers in Australia. Even true septic shock patients in Australia have about 22% mortality. I don't know whether this is different care or different patients. Overall, though, Marek's patients had similar rates of mechanical ventilation, about 50%, and they'll probably get similar amounts of vasopressors as well. So, if you thought that this therapy actually did have an effect, you'd probably be looking at giving it to the severe sepsis or septic shock patients who have comorbidities, acute kidney injury, and that you were thinking about treating with steroids anyway. And who knows, they might be the patients who tend to have severe vitamin deficiencies too. However, having said all of that, I think, look, you're best off just enrolling your patients in a well-designed multi-centre trial and try to get closer to the truth instead.